You found yourself then the trolling started to kick in. There are people listening in today who don't know what trolling necessarily is and how vicious and awful it can get. Is there a dictionary definition of it yet, or is it specific to one person?
So, I mean, this is really hard, and it's one of the most difficult things about this is that trolling is now used in such a broad way. We use it to talk about online or offline sort of needling of someone. And even the most powerful trolls that I formed long-standing relationships with, they couldn't really define it. So it's a real spectrum of behaviours. And at one end, it's mild pranks, which are sometimes funny. You know, I think it can have a social purpose. It can be constructive. But at the extreme end, which is the stuff I'm really interested in and which I delved into for 5 years, I call it predator trolling. And this is where people, individuals, or syndicates of trolls are using digital devices to do real life harm. So I'm talking about psychological harm, physical harm. And I think we need to be really clear about this. Like, my book links predator trolling to murder, to terrorism, to domestic violence, to stalking, to incitement to suicide. So it's very problematic that people use this term loosely and they don't understand that at the extreme end, it's hate crimes we're actually talking about.
Well, let's keep it specific then to your story, because it's such a good illustration of something so horrible. When did the first trolling begin, and when did you realise I'm in trouble here?
So I really didn't know trolling was a thing in 2013 when these two men were arrested in the States. And what happened was a conservative commentator in the States got hold of this story and started to write these factually inaccurate blog posts about me. This man, Robert Stacey McCain, had thousands of followers. He's a quite well-known journalist there. And he was inciting people to shame me. So because he had thousands of followers, I literally just started to get waves and waves of hatred, like pouring into my social media accounts. And it just became absolutely terrifying because I had two little babies. And one of the tweets I got said, "Your life is over." And at that point, I realized my tweets were geolocated. So you could actually click on them and see my house on Google Maps. And then at the same time, my husband found this photo of my family, our family, on a fascist website. And that was really threatening because my mum's family have fled the Holocaust. And so, you know, a number of our family members died in the Holocaust. So these two things together, this death threat with the map and then, you know, these kind of really severe fascist threats were just terrifying. And I just have this memory of lying in bed at about 11 o'clock at night, just in cold fear, listening to my little babies, like breathing in the next room and just thinking, did I just put my kids' lives in danger because of my job as a journalist? So that's really where it started. Before that, I didn't even know trolling was a thing. You know, I didn't have any experience of it.